You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Back in the 1940s, when men headed off to fight in World War II, Chicago Cubs owner Philip Wrigley created something totally new: the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Teams stretched across the Midwest, from Racine, Wisconsin to Kalamazoo. At its peak, the league brought in almost 1 million fans a year, and it also inspired the 1992 movie A League of Their Own, best known for this now famous line:
"Because there's no crying in baseball! There's no crying in baseball! No crying!"
A team from Grand Valley State University interviewed more than 30 women who played in the league. They worked with Western Michigan University history professor Janet Coriel to create the documentary A Team of Their Own. It'll be shown at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum tomorrow. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg talked with Coriel about what stood out to her about the league.
My entire career, what I've looked at women who've done something that society told them they shouldn't be doing, because I want to know why and how they managed to do it anyway. So my original work when I first started was women involved in partisan politics in the 19th century. Well, these women didn't want the vote. They just wanted to play. They wanted to be part of the political system. Well, this is another group of women like that. They just want to play ball. They don't care that society's saying, oh, that's a man's game. You can't do it. You'll lose your femininity. You won't be a woman anymore. They loved the game of baseball.
Yeah, and I want to mention, too, I think that while this was professional baseball, like, the documentary goes into the fact that there was a lot that was different from this as well. Ways to, I think, draw fans in different ways. Can you kind of go into that?
For starters, Mr. Wrigley was very concerned that people come and watch these women play, but that they were still perceived as ladies. That if women got into that whole competition, that somehow they wouldn't be feminine anymore. And so one of the things he did was he made them wear skirts. And so these girls were wearing dresses when they slid, which was not good for their skin or their legs or their knees or any other part of their anatomy. And the women basically put up with it because they wanted to play ball so badly.
The rules, that's what threw me. I couldn't believe the rules. You know, lipstick on every day, all the time, you know, because a chaperone would remind you. And I mean, she was strict.
So I found it very interesting to listen to them talk about what was clearly a passion for them, especially the ones that went on in women's education afterward and went on in sports education, because they were so passionate about getting kids to move and getting kids involved in sports, particularly the young girls, but really all the kids. I mean, they were teachers, a lot of them, afterward.
Yeah, that this was such a unique opportunity for so many of them to create this. Yeah.
It really was. I can't imagine what it must have been like to be 15 or 16 years old and to be recruited by Philip Wrigley's managers to come and play ball, professional ball, that you got paid for. I mean, that was the best part for these girls. They were getting paid, and paid really good money in those days. I mean, they were making more than their fathers were making. That must have been mind-blowing. And of course, in those days, you didn't have lots of the programs we have today to give scholarships for young women, and you didn't have sports scholarships for young women. So if you're going to go to college, how are you going to pay for it? And a lot of these women, they made enough money in their playing careers to save it up and go to college when they were done.
And that was so important to a lot of the girls that played in the league. If it had not been for that opportunity, there would have not been any college education for many of us.
Coriel also reflected on what this league meant for women in sports, even decades later. She specifically cites the importance of this league when lawmakers wrote Title IX legislation in the 1970s.
If you're going to say, look, we want money for women to play, and legislators are going to say, oh, women don't care about sports, you say, yeah, they do. And look, here's an example, and here's another example, and another example. So it helps build your case that women have always been athletic, interested in sports, competitive, even if they're not supposed to be, they do it anyway.
You can see A Team of Their Own tomorrow at 1:30 at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.